Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just want to remind everybody that the Memorial Day sale is on at Guns.com. There is more stuff on sale right now than I can mention. 10% off, and this is on special, and that's cut in half. You need to go to Guns.com and just look for their sale page, Memorial Day sale. Go check that out. Joining me now from deep in the heart of Florida, which is where I think everybody should live now. I think all of us should live in Florida. Is the head of Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. Yo.
How's it going, Mr. Bill?
It's going. Today was the first day of the rest of my life, I guess you could say. Today I am back in the martial arts officially.
Okay.
And I'm changing my name to either Deep Heating Rub or Ben Gay. Because I can tell you what, I am slathered in it right now. But that's fine. I didn't expect it to be easy.
Well, sore is one thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to be careful, man. You don't want to tear anything up and not know it.
Thankfully, this is a school up here where the instructor is older than me, older than us, so to speak. And at the same time, he has a stable. His son is like the seventh ranked in his weight class in the UFC in the world.
Right.
So it's an interesting mashup between what would be called a traditional martial art and the newer realization of what martial arts can be. So right. It's quite interesting. So when I strode out onto the mat, he told me, when we start doing something you can't do, then you stretch. And he's aware of what I'm, you know, he's aware of some of my baggage, and he's good with it. We got a goal. I want to make the goal. I'm not going to make the goal if I tear something up. So
right.
I'm going to be taking care of it. But at the same time, I began to think along with this. Now, for you, see, if nobody's seen a recent picture of Super Dave, Super Dave looks like a out-of-work linebacker. And I mean that in the best way.
Right. Well, I didn't have a chance to tell you what happened. I mean, it happened today. I mean...
Let's go ahead and do that before I launch into this. Tell me what happened today.
Okay. Well, I went to my cardiac doc expecting good news. Got hammered. No good news and nothing new other than a new doctor, another electrocardio specialist guy.
Right.
And, so I'm either looking at an ablation or pacemaker because they can't get the, evidently the AFib is going to keep it going. And,
now, I got a question because I don't know. I don't, what is an ablation?
Well, they go in and identify the active nerves that don't need to be active and zap them, laze them. So, that, you know, they disconnect that node so your heart goes normal. But, dude, dig this. The fact of the matter is, I guess the option, well, the chest monitor thing I did for a week had recorded my heart stopped for 3.6 seconds in my sleep, and that freaked them out. So now they got me, you know, front-loaded with this electrocardio guy, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I just got off the phone with him earlier, and because I asked him, you know, by the way, you didn't say what I could or couldn't do, and he said, just don't overexert yourself, you know, you know, you can do chores around the house and stuff like that, but if you feel like you're getting, you know, overexerted, you are. You probably already did too much if you're thinking it.
But, well, so what does that mean? I mean, he knows what you do for a living, yeah?
Well, I postpone, yeah, but I got to do that within the realm of common sense, bro. I really do.
Actually, I think that's doable, though. I actually think that is doable.
Yeah, but there's some things I can really get into that I need to remember I'm not 40 anymore, you know? It's hard for me, man. You know, you don't just turn it off.
Well, I mean, I don't think any differently today than the day I got promoted sergeant in 1987. The way I think about myself, some of the things that they were asking me to do today in the class, right, I remember how to do them. I remember how to have my foot shaped and how to lean back and where to.
I know you did it mentally, but physically it's not there, dude.
I know, but I mean, the thing is, and both of us are facing this now, at various levels. We have to figure out a way to come to peace with the new normal and to make it work.
Whoa, bro! I'm not digging on anything new normal. Well, my heart situation being what it is, it needs to be fixed, period. I'm not accepting a new normal.
Well, I mean, the ablation sounds like the better deal to me.
I don't know what all is involved. I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, zap it to stop me and then restart me.
Right.
You know, just like you do a computer. I mean, hit the go button.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do with your heart when you're in open heart surgery. They turn it off.
Right.
Once you get past the weird feeling of that, because here's the thing to think about that when this happens, just so you'll know, right? Mm. So you're used to, your heart beats and has been beating in your chest for 61 years without missing a lick, right?
Right.
When they turn it off and turn it back on again, it will still be beating again without missing a tick, except it won't be beating in the same place where it was before. And then you'll be aware of that.
Right. Well, it's cool.
Yeah. But, I mean,
right now, I'd settle for anything, man, less being made to feel like I could drop dead in any second.
Well, I mean, is that what they said?
Kind of like nobody wants to talk about it, you know? I'm like,
okay.
I asked them point blank, you know?
Okay.
Dude, am I like, going to have a heart attack or what?
I'll tell you how you know when you might drop dead. When I had my heart attack, they doped me up for 3 days because it took 3 days to get the theater open to do the open heart surgery on me they were going to have to do. They kept me doped up and would not let me out of the bed. They wouldn't let me wake up. I was aware of certain things. But it wasn't like a regular day for me. For those 3 days, as a matter of I slept through all kinds of crazy things, waiting for 3 days. When your heart is in that much duress, they'll put you on your back, and they'll make sure that you don't have to worry about any duress because they're going to keep you in a controlled state. So, right now, I would have to think that I don't think you're anywhere near gone. But you got to remember one thing, Dave.
Right.
I slept through all of medical school. But like I'm saying, I don't think they would let you be. You wouldn't be walking around right now. I'm going to ask you about this when we get back. But first, let's we're coming up on the first break. Super Dave, you can follow Super Dave at @SDave_Harrington on Instagram, which is, you see every part of his life on Instagram. You can follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington, where you might get serenaded with a nice little video guitar riff. His commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. His YouTube page is Super Dave Harrington as well, YouTube channel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, confronting or discussing. I wish I could help him confront it, but discussing his confrontation he has right now with cardiac issues. Now, like I said, I do believe that you could still do what you do with a slight adjustment.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to just do whatever the next best thing is and drive on, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. You know, I'm still above ground pulling air, so why not?
Yeah, one of the things I was thinking about was with this martial arts thing that I'm in now is that I've always known that there might be instances where if I had to use a gun in self-defense, probably somebody's going to be trying to get a hold of me when that kicks off.
Right.
And why I have never done anything about that, you know, I've discussed it with you, I've discussed that creation of space and all this other thing, but I've never sat back and actually started doing something with that, and I was discussing that with Thompson today, and he agreed with me, and it's actually, because he carries a gun, he's a gun guy. Yeah.
Right.
So, he gets what I'm trying to say and why I'm trying to say it. But the thing is, and I think this is just sadly true for all of us, as we age, we do have to adjust. And it's only when you're silly like me and you think you can take, let me see, 1979.
Yeah, but when you say adjust, you leave that hanging like it's a big thing. What are you talking about exactly?
Well, I can still actually throw a sidekick. But I can't throw a sidekick armpit high. I can't throw it knee high.
Right.
So I can still incorporate a sidekick.
Well, you wouldn't want to throw it armpit high anyway, man, unless you had no choice.
Well, I mean,
I never kicked higher than the waist if I didn't have to. Unless somebody just left their head wide open.
Well, sure. I mean, the thing with that is that I always thought that if
like
you... Well, I mean, it's like you. You train to take really long shots, and that makes your actual distant shots that you would probably actually come across in a combat, in a self-defense situation, because you've trained to extremes, that makes the real world a little easier. You're still going to have a whole lot of things happening at one time, but if you train,
you're conditioned
past,
for it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You're conditioned for it.
So, and I mean, hey, for all I know, I may actually rediscover a little bit of flexibility and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I have a goal with this, and it's 14 months away starting today. And we'll see where it goes. But I think that we all have to do a little bit of adjusting with
what
time.
What do you mean 14 months? What's the timeline? Did I miss something?
No. So when I went to, I'm not dying in 14 months, if that's what you think. When I went to a reunion of a bunch of old karate buddies from the 70s, and
right.
of all
I
of them there.
That. I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm the only one that didn't make black belt on that system.
Okay.
That was there.
So
I'm giving myself 14 months to recapture enough of it. And they're going to adjust my test.
Wow, very cool.
Well, I mean, I was talking to some of the guys that are there, and I mean, some of the instructors that are there, they're like, well, you know, you're going to be 62 years old when you take this test. I mean, you're not going to have to do what a 20-year-old has to do, right? By no stretch of the imagination, but being a black belt so much.
You're just willing to grade it on a curve, that's all.
Right. Right, exactly.
And that's fine.
Yeah. So
the only curve there is the age curve.
Yep. But I'm very hopeful they find a solution for you, because I can tell it's sort of gnawing on your thought process, isn't it?
What is?
The idea of what may be happening on your ticker.
No, dude, I know what's happening. I've run my body incredibly hard, abused it.
Yeah.
All these years, and that's why I'm 61 and my heart's in the shape it is. You know, the doc, he's like, dude, you should not, you're only 61. You shouldn't be having this problem. And I'm like, dude, trust me, bro. I've run myself pretty ragged over the years. And it's not, it's only been in the last 10 or 15 years I've been able to keep up, you know, with the injury, surgeries, and recoveries.
Right.
And I just see this as another extension, you know. I had to remind him again, you know, hey, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's all about my heart right now, but don't forget about my shoulder. You know?
Right, right.
My shoulder at all is. But what kind of gun stuff you got for me, man? Give me some gun stuff.
Some gun stuff. You want to talk some gun stuff? Well, I today when I went in there, I set everything up for off body carry. I had a Vertex bag, one of those Vertex concealed carry bags.
Right.
And I left it where I could get to it and everything else. And he was, since he's a gun guy, he wanted to know what I was carrying, and I showed it to him, and I let him look at that. And I want to talk about, in today's world, you know, it's one thing to get out there and say, well, I carry in the waistband, or I don't carry at all, which that can be sort of silly, or I carry outside the waistband, or I don't carry at all. I think that's sort of silly. I think to adapt a certain degree of versatility to be able to go along with the situation. And having said that, I want to talk about that as one thing, is how do you, I know you have more than one way that you carry a gun. I know that you.
Oh, yeah,
you,
absolutely.
And I want to talk about those. And then the other thing I want to talk about is what you think this martial art thing may do for me as a shooter. Because I've never worked both of those at the same time.
Oh, well, I can already tell you.
Don't tell me now. We're coming up on the next break. Let's save that. So we can talk about that next if you like. But,
all right, cool.
But as far as I mean,
that's exciting.
How long is it?
Tell you right away.
How long has it been since you did that 48-hour thing with all of those, actual Rangers today?
Funny you bring that up. I just got an email from Robert Cefail, who's the production manager for. Now I'm going to blow it. United Stories America, something like that.
Right.
I can't remember. It's cool, though. But they're getting ready to do a bunch of press releases and stuff like that and promo the show and release it. But it's been, I would say, it's probably been at least six, seven months ago.
Hold on right there.
Last December we filmed it.
Yeah, hold on right there.
Long enough, man.
We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. You can find him at combatspeed.com. He just got done doing the Cadre class where he was teaching people that wish to be instructors. We'll let him bring you up to speed on that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An armed man who shot at police in the tiny South Texas town of Uvalde before hiding in an elementary school is in custody. Witness describe a chaotic scene which started as a chase with the Border Patrol.
I know I heard more than four gunshots, and then I could hear police officers shooting back as well.
At one point, he says students were being evacuated from the elementary school through a window. Uvalde is between San Antonio and the border. The Senate Minority Leader is defending new voting laws in Republican-led states.
There's no effort anywhere in America, in any state in America, to suppress voting.
Speaking to reporters, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing record levels of voter turnout in Georgia's primary elections. He said the new laws make it harder to cheat while ensuring it's easier to vote. USA Radio News. We're learning more details about the deaths of three Americans in the Bahamas.
Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. On May 6, a couple identified as Michael Phillips and Robbie Phillips of Tennessee and Vincent Sorella of Florida were found deceased in their rooms next to each other. No further details were given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Many of those will be by air, where Hopper consumer travel expert Lindsay Schwimmer says fares are up 30% from 2 years ago.
We've seen jet fuel prices risen dramatically in the past 6 months, and that's having a contribution on overall airfare prices.
The vast majority of travelers, some 35 million, will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and I'd gotten ready to ask him. So, what do you think the martial art experience is going to do for me as a shooter? And then I had to slow his roll because he was getting ready to tell me. So, tell me if you would be so kind. What's it going to do for me?
Okay, the first thing it's going to do is help quiet your mind down, right? You're going to have to clear your mind, dude, so you can focus up. But a lot of people, they think of that happening in two parts. Oh, well, if I just clear my mind, I'll be able to focus up. Well, it ain't the same thing first. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're going to have to learn how to quiet your mind down where you can focus. And martial arts is famous for that. You know what I mean? If not, just warp drive ahead. Look at your test for black belt, right?
Right.
You're going to have a timed sequence of actions that you're going to have to perform and perform well to standard or fail, right?
Right.
How much more motivation could you provide somebody to want to learn what to do and practice? You know what I mean? How cool is that? So there's your motivation or your justification right there. But, you know, I made a post the other day. Dig this. Here's something you might want to think about. Life's balance does not always provide or allow the motivation to practice. So in that moment, you've got to rely on discipline to get you through your workout. You follow me on that?
I do.
And that's exactly what the martial arts is going to do for you in respect to shooting, because the body follows the mind. It can be no other way. And much like, see, what I'm trying to describe happening to you, you're using cheating as a vehicle, and it's a perfect vehicle, no problem. But I just want you to understand that what I'm actually discussing or pointing out applies to any performance-oriented endeavor. If you want to be a captain of a ship, you want to be a sailboat captain, you name it, man. Whatever it is you want to be, you can be that if you're willing to apply yourself and do the work and understand what the start point is. And, of course, you know, I'll put emphasis on it again in respect to the martial arts. Now, I can only speak or draw on my own experience and background in the martial arts. And that was one of the first things I understood, intuitively understood, that if, and I was already a boxer when I got into Taekwondo specifically to learn kicks so I could then participate under the banner of the Professional Karate Association, the PKA, to kickbox. That's all there was back in the day.
Right.
Or tough man contest, you know, and then you know, the PKA and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, dude, coming back on point, you've got to be able to clear your mind. Cut down all the chaff so you can focus on the task at hand. And then systematically apply yourself. You know what I mean? You need to be able to sequence a task. You need to be able to have a complete awareness of time and what you are capable of performing within in a given time frame. There's aspects as you apply the martial arts conditioning to the weapons training realm. There are standard operating procedures you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to know how your firearms, you know, function. What are they? What are they? What are they designed for? How do they work? How do they function? How do you function them? There are specific tasks that you need to know in order to service the weapons.
Right.
And I can add infinitum, you know. But if you know all of these things, you know them, and it's you have to practice. You have to, and let me say this about practicing. This came up during this last gig, and I realized that, well, you know, after the dude asked me the question about it, I got his point. I was having them practice, and I told them I wanted 15 correct reps. And blah, 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 and we're, you know, they're working and working and working. And then this dude asked me, he goes, Dave, what is a correct rep? And I'm like, you tell me, you know, what is a correct rep? You know, it's the only ones you should be counting anyway. But he got the point. Did you get the point?
I get the point.
So are you still there?
I am. I get the point. I was just thinking about this because I was asked that same question earlier today, and they put the same way.
This. You know what the point is?
What's the
Here's
point?
What I think the point is.
Oh, okay.
The point is, you decide. You, the individual, if it was a correct rep, based on what you know, understand, and can apply. But more importantly, are self-aware to the extent that you can self-critique. Will you become able to improve upon where you're at, provided you have established a consistent level of performance? Period. That's how it works.
Right.
Yeah. Write that down, man. That's a golden nugget right there, dude. That's how it works. You don't change a word. Oh, I guess you record stuff nowadays.
I do record it. I have it. That is immortalized. Long after you and I are dust, this will still be making the rounds.
Very cool.
You have immortalized your words, Super Dave. But you've done that every other time, so it's not a new thing.
Okay, wow. That's I didn't know I had a habit of doing that.
Well, that's why I bring you on, because of this. See, the inner game of shooting, to me, is the one right. That a lot of people don't explore. And I think you have to explore the inner game of shooting, if only to understand what makes somebody like you or Fisher or Jaeger tick, because you guys raise yourself to such a degree of competency that it's almost, I mean, I've been around certain people where they were afraid to talk to Steve Fisher.
Why?
And it's, well, I guess, fan, you know, starstruck, awestruck, whatever it was. But part of that has to do with the reputation of what is accomplished as far as the skill set.
Has a serious confidence problem.
Well, that may be as well, but I don't know. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. If you're interested in getting with Super Dave, which nothing's ever going to change, as long as he's breathing, he's going to be teaching. Go to combatspeed.com. It may be a work in progress, but it also has information that is poignant to today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this, the green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Look and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How versatile are you when it comes to carrying a gun? How many different ways do you carry a gun? And
extremely versatile. But, Mr. Bill, if I may.
Yes.
May I shout out?
Yes.
Someone. Dina Johnson. She was in this last Michigan crew I worked with. She did outstanding in respect to applying herself, and I just happen to know she's listening. I just wanted to shout out to her.
I also noticed that you were working with somebody named Christy Bass.
Yes,
and she's friends with me on Facebook. And I mean, when this was coming down, it was like she was dancing with joy that this was happening in her backyard, and I guess she hosted it or something, so.
Yes, she did. She did an outstanding job herself.
Yeah.
I worked with Christy quite a bit, yes.
Well, outstanding. And her name is Dina?
Dina, yes, I believe. Johnson, Dina Johnson.
I'm glad that she listens to you here.
She did really well. I was impressed. I mean, straight up, dude, everybody spun out on day one, had to shift gears on day two, and was just hitting the performance curves on day three. It worked out extremely well.
Yeah.
And she was right there leading the pack.
Well, back to the versatility thing.
Okay, dig this. Weather permitting. Now, it's hot down here, and depending on where you go, what you're doing, you're going to dress accordingly. If I feel, that I can get away with it, I simply carry a little .22 revolver in my pocket. Straight up, .22 long rifle,
right?
No revolver. Easily concealed, not that big of a deal. However, under the best of circumstances, it's a contact weapon,
right?
So you can expect to, having already given up some ground. One, just even getting it into action, because I don't care how many times you practice it, getting a pistol out of your pocket sucks.
Now then,
especially when you need it now.
Okay, so Do you never consider the smaller guns like the Glock 43s, the Sig P365s, guns like that?
In semi-auto, I appreciate you asking, Glock 26.
Okay.
I have a Gen 4 Glock 26 that satisfies all my, you know, subcompact semi-auto requirements. And it's an absolute tack driver. I've held on. That is the one pistol I have held on beyond all others so far to date, because it is extremely accurate. Pretty cool. Just the way the gun came together. Little G26. And you know what? I think to an extent, the shorter Glocks are inherently more accurate, and I'll explain why. The shorter design and lockups of the smaller Glocks allow for less torque or torsion in the frame as it works, as the gun operates. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
I do.
If you watch G17 in slow mo, you can watch the frame flex.
It's actually sort of alarming, isn't it, to watch that?
Yeah, it's not a feel good. I was like, first time I watched it, I was like, wow, you know, that's a lot to control. You know, you've got to learn how to. That's why it's so important that if you make the decision you want to be good, make a decision on what gun works for you or what gun you're going to make work for you, and learn how to drive that gun extremely well. And, yeah, it's a huge difference. Some of the, you know, this brings up a thought.
Sure.
You just made me have a thought, bro.
Okay.
Anymore since, I mean, how many Glock copies are out there, right?
Yeah, quite a few nowadays.
The Glock has led by example for quite a while, and it's been copied in one way, shape, form, or another by different companies, right? But if you look at what's happened in the polymer handgun realm, pretty much everything that is coming out recently looks like a Glock, right?
Yeah.
So dig this. How do they operate, though? Do they function like a Glock? And can you do the comparative study on the design of the locking mechanisms and frame flex? And I guarantee you the firearms that you can identify that eliminate frame flex are probably a little easier to run at rapid fire or in rapid fire. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Its accuracy, its speed increase, blah blah blah. But that's not why. You can do a comparative study like that all day long. But dig this: that's not why I carry Glocks. I carry Glocks because they work. They go bang, and they're almost universal. I should always be able to find Glock something.
Well, that's the thing about that is the thing about Glock. Glock is, I could refer to it as the iPhone of guns. You can just about buy some spare magazines for it at Walgreens. I mean, everybody carries them. Everybody carries a holster for it or something. But the other thing is that in the event of something becoming a really bad incident, if you have to start scavenging a little bit, you're probably going to find stuff to fit your Glock.
Right. Well, I've been working with my one-arm rig. That's going well. I don't believe I described my one-arm rig to you yet. Kind of keeping it under wraps for now. But I'm not going to need it here shortly. I'll be working through July and August coming up. Pennsylvania, Vermont, Connecticut.
Right.
New York. Going that route with my buddy Ben DeWalt of OFT on-site firearm training. He's based out of New York. And I'm looking forward to hopefully getting this heart thing, you know, getting a handle on it, and then getting my shoulder addressed, get my shoulder fixed.
Yep.
But until then, I'm just going to have to suck it up and drive on with what I've got.
Gotcha. Well, hey.
So that's what I'm doing.
Hey, I fully understand that one. I fully get it now. I mean, I've gotten it before, and but today when I went in there, I got it on a whole other level.
Right.
And I'm glad I'm going this route because, you know, it's something that has weighed on my mind since I was a very young man.
Because,
yeah.
It's going to look at it like this. Here's another perspective. The transfer of technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What manner of functioning in one environment, maybe a completely different environment, but that's cool, but functioning in that manner in that environment, what you have learned from that environment transfers directly to the gun realm because you still have to be able to follow instructions, sequence a task, multitask, timing, all the timing issues related. I mean, come on, dude. You know what I mean? It's the perfect storm.
Yep. Well, listen, I will be in touch. Plan on doing this again, same bat time, same bat channel next week. And okay. As usual, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
May I ask you something real quick, Mr. Bell?
Absolutely, absolutely.
How often are you going to your martial arts training?
3 days a week.
Awesome, dude. All right, that's all I got, bro.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.